Evening, everyone. Right. I've just added a little bit extra on. When I went to my Bible course, we had to write a lot of essays. I'm not right good at writing essays. But I passed the course, so I must have got something right. But as we had different lecturers, and they were covering different subjects. And one of the lecturers, can't remember his name because I can't remember what happened yesterday, but it were quite good. It were a bit of a comic, and he posed a question to us all. We were all sat there, we'd all just arrived. And I would say it would be maybe about halfway through the course in total. And it says, if you were a character in the Bible, who would you be? Or who would you associate yourself to be like? And it went round the classroom, so to speak. And people were saying, well, I'd be this, I'd be like this, I'd be like this person. And it got me, well, obviously I gave an answer as well, but I'm not telling you what I said. But it got me thinking on a tangent as to who we aspire to be like. When you're growing up, there's lots of influences on TV, in the news and in sports and all kinds of media chucked at you. And quite often, you want to aspire to be like somebody. You want to aspire to follow in somebody's footsteps. It might have been a famous pop star or a famous footballer. But I weren't interested in any of that really, so. But I just put it in there because I think I'd like you to think along those lines. Now, going back to what I was going to preach on, or what I am going to preach on, some time back we had a church meeting. Good to have church meetings, isn't it? Yeah. But this particular one was on a Saturday, and it was one to get people thinking out of the box and about what they'd like to happen within the church and how each of those people that came could be encouraged to do something different within the church. It was, I think we called it the building block meeting. Yes. And at the end of the meeting, we had a time of prayer. Now, you see, I'm testing my memory here. I brought a scripture in that time of prayer. And since me bringing that scripture, quite a lot of the meetings after that, church meetings, when people have spoken, they've spoke about not that particular scripture, but about the character being portrayed in that scripture. And that is the Holy Spirit. And we've had a lot of sermons lately about the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is obviously part of God. But as well as that, he takes a big chunk of the Bible. So in some ways, he is an acting character within the Bible. So you could be now thinking on them same wavelengths. Is that the character you want to be like? So that's why I mentioned what I mentioned first off. So we've had lots of messages lately regarding the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to continue on that theme, but expanding on the reading that I brought during that service. It inspired me when I brought the reading, and hopefully it inspired a lot of others. If you can't remember what it was or you weren't here, then I will mention the reading tonight. So, I felt during that service we needed vital tools. We needed vital elements within our lives. We needed blocks. And these tools, these elements, these components that we need are through the Holy Spirit. And this is for our individual progress, our collective progress, and there's a simple reason for it. We can't do things successfully in a spiritual realm, in a heavenly way, in our own power, in our own stature, in our own might. Now, some of you might think of yourselves as being physically strong. Some of you might think of yourselves as being mentally dexterous. Is that the right word? Yeah. Some of you might think that you can achieve something quite easily on your own. So what's the point of the Holy Spirit? If I can do it by myself, why do I need some interference coming in from outside of my life so I can attain a goal? Well, I'm not going to say you're incapable. Because I don't know your circumstances. But to take a role in God's power is something completely different. To take a role, I'll say these words again, I've got something in my eye. It's not a plank. In God's power is something completely different. Now, there might be various things that keep you from attaining that full potential that God sees in you. Now, sometimes we may feel daft. Standing up here and talking to you, yeah. I might feel quite daft. I mean, you're looking at me, And I'm thinking, well, what are they looking at me for now? What have I got to say now? There's all kinds of things that can roll through your mind when you're doing different tasks. You might feel stupid because it's not in your comfort zone. It's not doing things that you might like to do methodically. You're having to step to one side out of that comfort zone. And so I'm not going to do it. It might be that you feel just incapable, that you haven't got the strength, the capability, the talents, the skills that are required to make any changes, to do anything that's of any value to anyone that's around you, that's in your Christian family. So what do we do if these things are in the forefront of our mind? I think a lot of us can just say in our minds, well, if it's going to make me feel daft, if it's going to make me feel stupid, if I feel incapable that I can achieve what someone else is thinking that might be attainable within that role, or if I feel weak, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to volunteer. I'm just going to find this chair and sit here and relax. Yeah, I can nod my head. Yeah, I can say yes in the right places. I can say no in the right places. But is that going to make a difference? Is that going to change anything? What are you going to do? If you're in that situation where you're taking that opinion of yourselves that you feel daft, incapable, stupid, weak, not knowledgeable enough, and that stops you moving forward in an area, or taking part, or putting ourselves forward, I'm not going to mince words tonight. All I'm saying is, really, on your part, it's a cop-out. There's something that is available right now for each one of us. Something what makes a difference that is incomparable. It makes a difference that is immeasurable. It makes a difference that inspires and changes things. I'm then going to be daring. I'm going to say tonight the person that can make the difference is you. If you're a man, it's you. If you're a woman, it's you. You can do that and immeasurably more. Where I work, we've got a gentleman there. He's quite a comedian. He drives a motorhome for his holidays. He's got a motorhome, and he's very heavily tattooed all over. And when he's driving his motorhome, his children bought him a jester's hat. So he puts this jester's hat on, and if it's a hot weather when he's going away, he generally wears a vest and shorts. And so you can imagine the sight that you're greeted to when he pulls up on a motorhome site, a caravan site. He opens his door, jester's hat on, heavily tattooed, t-shirt on, shorts on. And you think, oh dear, what have we got ourselves in for here? Come on, we're off on his way home. It portrays a character that possibly you wouldn't want to be at the side of. But he is quite a comedian, and he's quite up for a laugh kind of a guy. My first scripture this evening, it's not the one I mentioned at the meeting. You'll probably recognise that one a bit later. It's taken from the same part of scripture in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 25. It says there, "For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength." This puts in perspective to me that we've got a God with a sense of humour. We've got a God that not only has got a sense of humour, he is mightier than any of us can imagine. The foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. So we might think that we're quite clever, we're quite aspirational, quite knowledgeable, but put all that together, God can just have a laugh. The foolishness of God is wiser than all human wisdom. Now we might think, hey, well, I might not be the cleverest guy, but come to do it all, I'm it. I can do it. I've got the strength of 10 men and 2 kegs. But how strong do we need to be for the challenge before us? You might not think that you're strong, but then this verse tells us the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. To me, it's saying that we should have something else in our mix. We should have an important ingredient in our daily lives. What might that be? In Corinthians, it's a lot about Paul. In fact, quite a lot of the Bible's about Paul, really. But in Corinthians, it's a lot about Paul and a special ingredient. It's a lot about Paul and the Holy Spirit. But if you read Corinthians, and I think if you read between the lines, it's when you can start playing that association game. When you can start thinking, maybe, of that question which was posed to me while I was on my Bible course. Who are you like? Maybe try reading between the verses and seeing what Paul is saying to each one of us. How should we be? How should we be in situations put before us? How should we be taking a challenge laid out before us? How should we progress in our Christian lives? In Corinthians, if you read about Paul or the Spirit, it might give you a path in which you can go. You might be able to say, I can do that because the Spirit's with me. I might be able to say, I can do that because the Spirit's with me. We, as a group, or you, as an individual, the Spirit, He's the voice, He's the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the power. Can I stand here on my own? Can I take a meeting on my own? Is this done in my own strength? Can I come and do something which can change a life? Being a Christian is a task. Being part of a church, a family, is a challenge to each one of us. It's not a static role. It's not a role in which all church leaders are looking for is empty seats filled. The filling of a seat is taking a position within the church. It's taking hold of one of the blocks and saying, "This is me." You can't do that by yourself. You can try. It might be a position that you can hold for a while. I know when strong men do all the weightlifting, sometimes they might try to hold a weight for a long period of time. But eventually, that weight, even though it's not got any heavier in the physical terms, it becomes too much. And the weightlifter will have to let it drop. In our own physical capabilities, we might be able to achieve something or attain something, but it's the staying power. Without the Spirit, things might soon begin to crumble. In 1 Corinthians 2:1-5, it says, "And so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence of human wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness, with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power." What an amazing challenge. That's Paul saying those words. But why can't you say them? Because that's the difference the Holy Spirit makes within your life. Paul got himself into some pretty awkward places. But throughout his ministry, something special was in his life. some ingredients which we should all be yearning for. Where are you? Are you acting in your own way? There's a lot of amazing people that can come and talk about various numerous subjects in front of audiences and deliver mighty, powerful messages. That can inspire and move people forward in their jobs, in the daily lives, in the ambitions, all kinds of things. And you can take those things and you can act on those things and you can move forward, further forward in a way that you want to move in. But is it a way making a difference? It might be that you like that person that I tried to portray earlier, that just sat down on the chair and was quite happy there, quite a comfy chair. Felt happy, comfortable, taking a role. He had a block. Weren't doing much with it though. Tonight, I want you all to go out of this place saying, I want to be a Paul. I want to grasp what Paul had. Paul, there was something different. There was something that was amazing within Paul's life. You might want to look back into Paul's history and the Paul that I'm talking about now was a completely different man before. But I'm not going to mention that tonight. You can do that in your own time. Be a Paul. Declare Christ crucified. Stand in the Spirit and be a Paul. Let the Spirit rule in your life. Let that difference be apparent. It's something really specific tonight that I want to try and get across. I think each of us here tonight are capable of doing tasks. It doesn't matter if we have a mental incapacity. It doesn't matter if we have a strength incapacity. It doesn't matter if we have a disability. In God's eyes, in His Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, you're capable of doing a task. You're capable of being a building block. Your block. You might think building block, it's obviously something to do with building. It's your block. It's your Christian life. It's your walk with God. And exactly that. It's a building. This church has got quite a few walls, actually. A bit more than four. But you're part of a church. You're something special in God's eyes. With the Holy Spirit mixed in, you're not just a chair filler. You're something so powerful, so great, so important. Your church, your family. In 1 Corinthians 2, 13 to 16, it says this. This is what we speak. Not in words taught to us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit. Explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerning only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgment about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Church, tonight, each one of us has got the capabilities of grasping an important ingredient. We've got the capabilities of taking the Holy Spirit, which is given freely to each one of us, and using it in a mighty way. You might still have those niggly feelings in the back of your head saying, he's not talking to me. I can't be any more significant in this place than just filling a chair. It's enough. I come to church. I worship God. I say, Abba Father. I say, I love you, my Lord. But God is wanting more tonight from you. God has left something on this earth for each one of us to move in a miraculous and mighty way. To take you from one position to another position in your life. But you can quite easily say, no, I'm sitting in that chair and I'm not doing a thing because it's enough that I love God. It's enough that I'm a seat filler and I'm happy, but God's got more for you. chuck that question in again, Steve. Who are you like in the Bible? Now, you might all be thinking, I'm not like nobody, I don't want to do none of this. But you're just like someone in the Bible. God took his disciples from all walks of life that was around in those days. He took the most unlikely persons that you can imagine to be his disciples. He took them and he changed them and he made them fishers of men. You're those building blocks tonight. You are fishers of men. You are fishers of women, not to be sexist. God's got something so important in your lives. And you might be just letting it go by. Tonight I want to say, quite simply, use it. Do it. Live it. In him, through him. You might not be clever with words. I'm not clever with words. Sometimes I can think of some amazing words, and I think, where did that come from? Don't ask me to spell it, whatever you do. But God can put those words in your mouth. Sometimes you might be in a situation that there's no way you could move that mountain. But with the Holy Spirit, oh, amen, you can move that mountain. You can make that difference. You can have the strength to change things, the might to move things. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I without the Holy Spirit? Amen.